DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says every hunter and hunting party needs to harvest 2 antlerless deer for every buck to get a handle on deer numbers that could be as high as 1.7 million. Dave Carlson is the producer and host of the television outdoors program Northland Adventures. He says new ways to entice hunters to the woods have been called the Great Experiment, in part because the October antlerless gun hunt was eliminated, putting this weekend in the spotlight.
Most of your deer in this 9-day gun hunt coming up this weekend are going to be shot opening weekend.
But since not all hunters like to or will shoot a doe this next week, a statewide 4-day December antlerless hunt was added this year. Joe Knight is the outdoors reporter for the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram.
It was always below Highway 8 because of the snowmobile concerns, and it was just in specific units that had a really high deer populations. Now we're this December will be 4 days statewide.
Complicating the drive to control the number of deer is the increasing number of people buying small parcels of land for their own hunting purposes. Joe Knight says some hunters complain that deer hide in these spots that are off-limits to outsiders, and that leads to trespassing when hunters aren't careful.
When you had every landowner owned a 200-acre farm, 300-acre farm, then you knew where to go. I mean, you go to Saskatchewan, you only have to ask one landowner, and you've got a place to hunt for a week. But in Wisconsin, when you get this checkerboard of 10- and 5-acre parcels, I think a lot of the trespass that goes on is inadvertent.
Dave Carlson, who's been hunting for almost 40 years, says that also means maps that distinguish between private and public lands change frequently, and you better know where you're at.
People slip in and slip out and retrieve deer and so forth, and you can't be at all places at all times on your land, and there's no doubt. I know I've violated that law. I've been on somebody's land wrong, not intentionally, certainly, but you find you're in the wrong place, and that's my fault. I should have done a better job of scouting.
Because confrontations between hunters and landowners over trespassing can be volatile, Carlson recommends some humility.
It boils down to, your ethics are how you behave when no one's looking. And if you're on the property and you don't know where you're at, you better backtrack or consult with your maps or whatever.
Meanwhile, both hunters say they'll donate deer heads for chronic wasting disease testing. So far, no CWD has been found in northern Wisconsin, but this fall's testing in the western region will reveal if that's still the case. To get better participation, Knight says hunters will be eligible to win a $500 gift card from Gander Mountain.
So there's a little bit of a carrot there dangling in front of the hunters. There are, this weekend, the opening weekend of gun season, there are going to be wildlife biologists at strategic locations where they're going to be lopping off heads on a voluntary basis from hunters who want.
So while the DNR's goal is to substantially reduce the deer herd, there are lots of factors at play. Joe Knight and Dave Carlson say the weather, CWD, trespassing issues, the increasing amount of private land that deer can escape to, complicated hunting tags and regulations, and the December hunt that cross-country skiers and snowmobilers are worried about all combine to make hunting intriguing and complex. Added to that, Knight says, are studies that show for some the Thanksgiving hunting season is a time for groups of people to get together. For many, it's for that experience they hunt, and not just to get a deer. In Eau Claire, I'm Mary Jo Wagner for Wisconsin Public Radio News.